you didn't get over 2 months schooling.
Uh-huh.
And after you'd get maybe 2 months schooling, sometime the older parents would take up money and maybe pay the teacher to run another month. And it kept working that way till after a while they got where the school was doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't like it is now, how school bus to go and come. We mm-hmm. walking. First starting off with maybe 2 months and like that.
Mm-hmm.
After the parents went to taking up money and getting maybe another month, they kept adding a little more.
Mm-hmm.
After a while it got where we was doing good.
Mm-hmm.
But see, by the time it got to getting good, I was done got big enough to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I just went to work. Otherwise, I went to the chalk bed and went to work.
The chalk bed?
You went to the chalk bed over here.
Oh, the chalk bed.
And the pottery chalk bed, I went to work there. And worked there a while. But then, when I got married, I went to Augusta, worked a while, about a year, for Mary Brothers Brick and Tile Company. But after that, I went to work for Lombard's Ironworks. Well, I worked there a while. Well, back then you had to get a release if you walked off of a man's job. You had to get a release.
Mm.
And I was doing good there at Lombard's Ironworks. So they found out where I was working. Well, if they found out where you was working, they could have you cut off then, see. It was doing the war, and they had me cut off. So I said, well, that's all right. I still got my release paper. So I went on then and went to working with Holloway's Recap and Tile Company, 1260 on Ellis Street. Well, after the shop went down there, he moved up there on Reynolds Street.
Mm-hmm.
And when he moved up on Reynolds Street, 1260, well, that's where I worked till I retired with him.
Mm-hmm.
But down on Ellis Street, if I ain't mistaken, that was 811 Ellis Street and the 800 block of Ellis Street where the shop went down. So I just worked with them till I retired and quit.
Did you always live over here in Beach Island?
Born and raised right out from Jackson, and went to school, what little schooling I got, I went to Bloomingdale School,
mm-hmm.
which was called Sleepy Hollow.
Uh-huh.
And the district was Sleepy Hollow, District Number 4, if I ain't mistaken.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I was born. I ain't nowhere from where I was born at.
Uh-huh.
Just about, don't take me 5 minutes to get back from where I stayed. I'll be in Jackson. And uh-huh. everybody around there knows me. Take my sales to foreman and all of them to feed them. Now, his old captain, that's what he called me. He partly raised me working for him down there around Jackson until I got up grown.
Mm-hmm.
And after I got up grown, well, then I come in straight on. You know how fella do.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing about it didn't make no difference who I was working for. If I took a notion for a favor, I went back to my steed.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I needed a favor in the line of money, I'd go back there and tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the money and tell me, well, you can give it back when you get ready.
Mm-hmm.
And his son's run Jackson Building Supply now.